This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the Ion College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least three times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the Ion College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back. It is the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. So Anthony Davis just went to G League practice for one day and then came back. That's cool.
Yeah, he's been recalled. Him and Jaden Hardy, I guess it was just they wanted to get one good, hard five-on-five practice under the belt of Anthony Davis. And so one day with the G League and he's back. Jaden Hardy might even play on Wednesday for the Mavs.
Suggest that, I don't know, that kind of sounds like maybe Davis could be back in a week or so.
Yeah, I mean, if he's out there, it almost felt like that was one of the last things they wanted to see him accomplish, maybe see how he recovers from that, and then go from there.
All right, what's your takeaway here as we get a cut of Luka Doncic mic'd up over the weekend and the Lakers win over the Suns? This segment of The Nation brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car, truck, wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. Franklin Frankel, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. Here's Luka.
I've never been open so much in my life. It's the first time I make this open shot.
I've never been so open in my life. It's the first time I've ever made this open shot. So I believe he got a particular look offensively with the Lakers, and it's not a look he's used to getting because he's not used to getting such great looks.
Yeah, well, maybe a testament to the J.J. Redick offense. I don't know. With LeBron out, sure. I don't know where that extra spacing is coming from, but to me, I heard an exhausted Luka.
Yeah.
Don't you?
Huffing and puffing. Is there any other kind?
I don't think so. No. I mean, that's... Yeah. I know that sound well from my own experience trying to catch my breath and communicate during sports.
Yeah, little did you know this was 30 seconds into the game.
Either that or he just caught a really good Phoenix defense that's really not trying very hard on defense right now.
Hey, that always helps. That'll help you get a nice look.
No, nothing against Luka. Obviously the Lakers are playing much better with him in the lineup.
Yeah, no doubt.
They are.
Okay, where do the Mavs go from here? How does the big German answer that? We got some Nowitzki. He did a podcast sit down with his sister. Do you pronounce it Silke? S-I-L-K-E. Silky, maybe? He was on YouTube.
Well.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm doing my best here.
I wish I could save you while you drown, but
yeah, Silke. I don't want to.
Just kind of clapping and just pulling
I'm cheerleading for you.
You got this, buddy?
Yeah.
Hoops Hype had some of the translated quotes for you. Dirk on the Luka trade. At first, I was shocked like everyone else. I don't think anyone saw it coming. For me, totally unexpected, completely out of nowhere, yada, yada, yada. Says, I was so stunned that I just put everything aside. We were supposed to go for a quick lunch with the family before flying out, but instead I sat in my room for an hour scrolling through X trying to figure out if it was real.
Everybody was on ball sack alert at that point for probably a good hour plus.
Shams, the way Shams, you played that audio of Shams the other day describing what it was like sitting there with that, trying to get that tweet prepared, and like his hands were shaking, and did you think it was real, that kind of
thing? Exactly, yeah. And he didn't have a graphic to tweet out because he wasn't prepared for this. Yeah. So everybody, that was part of the reason why everybody thought, like, wait, is this real? Because Shams' breaking news tweets usually have a graphic accompanying them.
Yeah, he even mentions that some people were saying the entire trade was fake. but then I just followed and every player was reacting with something. The entire league, the entire basketball world was in shock. And we still are. We're still waiting for an explanation or something that helps make it make sense. On reaching out to Luka, immediately did. At first, he didn't reply. He was probably overwhelmed. In English, you would say he had a lot going on. A day later, he finally responded. I think he was pretty emotional. He didn't see it coming at all, and then I thought it would be nice if I supported him in his first game. He hadn't played for a while. He was injured. So I flew to LA, just wanted to show that our friendship still stands.
Dirk with the loyalty factor.
Yeah.
Always there.
On Luka's first Lakers game, it was strange. I was standing in that empty stadium and then ran out of the court in yellow. It was unbelievably bizarre. And of course, it's going to take weeks and months before it starts to feel a little more normal. Tough situation, but in my tweet, I made it clear I will always be a Mavs fan. I don't think I'll ever get used to it. You know, I just think Luka with Lakers will always be a shock, even if he spends the next 10 years there.
Yeah, I think there's a real chance of that. We'll see how time kind of heals some of this stuff. But right now, every time I see it, it's still jarring.
Dirk says this trade really hurt, and it'll take a while before everyone processes it and moves on. You see what you've done, Nico? I mean, I don't think Nico cares. He hasn't used Nowitzki in any sort of an advisory role for two years.
No.
Hasn't even referenced him when given plenty of opportunities
him and the
to talk
owner
about
both.
Great players.
Let's talk about the greats with all-time work ethics like Shaq and Kobe. Clown.
That is seriously just, it's satire.
Yeah, it is. It is. It's hilarious how unqualified these people are. But sometimes the less you know, the smarter you think you are about something. Dirk on Mark. I don't think he has much influence anymore. I appreciated Dirk saying this. I don't think Mark had anything to do with this. I think he's a victim just like the rest of us.
Nothing. I think he got out of there before he was the one that had to make the tough decision.
Maybe. Says, I think he still owns a little under 30%, but I doubt he has any real decision-making power. After the trade, he said that he had no idea it was happening. He was always Luka's number one fan. He even made a statement once that he would never trade Luka, which, you know, sometimes if you don't want to fire your staff, you have your company reassign you to a different region of the country, you know, or you divest yourself. I could see that, you know, but it would be shocking if Mark Cuban had decided to trade Luka. He says, when you sell the majority of your team, you have to expect that you won't have control anymore. That's just how it works. And over the past year, you could already see the team heading in a different direction. Now we're seeing the result of that. And then on the Mavs fallout, which is kind of what I wanted to open it up for you guys here and see if we can get some text feedback going. Love to hear from you what you think about it. On the Mavs fallout, Anthony Davis probably came back too soon, then got injured. That meant Kyrie had to carry a huge load over the past few weeks, playing a lot of minutes, and he tore his ACL. It's just a really strange situation. Lively's been out for a long time. It just feels like this season is cursed. It's tough. And now, honestly, I don't know what's next for them, either for the rest of this season or even next year. But this is just the new reality for Mavs fans. It'll take a while to get over it, but we'll see how things develop. It is. It's shocking. It's unbelievable. And, you know, I don't know what's next. You know, I think you'll try to put together a contender. I assume Dumont's not going to fire Nico. You'll try to put this team back together, and then they'll make a couple of runs at it. The guys will gradually get worse as players who go from their early 30s to mid-30s do. They'll lose 15 or 20% of their ability, and then we'll be hoping that they can make the playoffs in the last couple of years of their deals. And then they won't have any draft picks for a while, and we'll hope that in the years that they do have their draft picks, that the team that they have pick-swapped with doesn't end up way better than them, so they'll just flip-flop them in the draft order. Like, it's bad. You know? What?
It's likely to be somebody else's problem.
Yes.
It's likely to be another general manager's problem. Once they get to the drafting aspect of things, this is probably where Nico, if things don't improve, this is where things part ways.
Yeah, just leaving
and,
the wreckage
and then,
behind.
And then it turns into, okay, now we're in basketball purgatory because we don't have the ability to draft or trade or anything like that. And you're probably, you know, 5 years of some bad basketball players.
Yay.
All righty. Well, it's good to hear from the big German, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. And by the way, PJ Washington making his voice known this weekend, saying at the end of the day, trades happen. We understand we have a new team now. All that fire Nico stuff, we're sick and tired of hearing it. We just want to go out there and play, and we want the fans to support us no matter who's on the floor. That's just how I feel about it. So the players are starting to get sick of the AAC fire Nico chants, which are taking place at a rapid rate. Even at the St. Paddy's Day parade when the Mavs little float cruised by, it was fire Nico chants.
I feel like there's an element of the fire Nico crowd that, you know, got their 15 minutes and they want to keep it going. They're having fun. And I don't necessarily want to deny them that. But when the players ask for, hey, this isn't great, maybe you could not do it during free throws. Is that a good compromise? Maybe not during the free throws.
Yeah.
I mean, a couple of timeouts. I don't know what the right
I don't think
is.
That'll ever change. I don't think that'll change. I know the players talk about it and ask about it, and there might be some people that, you know, kind of keep their mouths shut, but I don't think so.
I mean, I think the fire Nico chant's got to stay. We don't want to squash the movement.
It's going to stay, yeah. There's going to be a certain – there. You know, this basketball team 2-3 months ago was going in the right direction.
Yeah.
And now we've really lost a lot of hope.
I mean, I appreciate PJ's feedback. He's been here a year. You know, what this means to the city – you know, I think you have to understand that the fan's perspective as well. And from a fan, you don't want to be booing your guys or making them feel like that. So I think maybe change the timing of it. It's time now to go into the Pimp Cup, where Lucius Alexander has your G-bag of the day.
Yes, 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 yes. All right, our winner and champ so far of G-bag of the day is from the KC Masterpieces, Kevin. His favorite college basketball team is Duke, and Cooper Flagg went down in live time and broke Kevin's heart.
How did everything go so wrong so quickly?
It would have been the first time since 2015 they would have had a chance to win the championship.
I mean, they were in the Final Four a few years ago.
They didn't have a chance that year.
Quick Cliff's Notes. I do love...
Dang, Higgy.
Cliff Notes.
That was just the Cliff Notes, dude.
Excuse me.
Quick Cliff Duke. It's hard to say.
Quick Cliff Notes.
Especially when you're in a very, very down, bad emotional state like he was.
Yeah, he was very bad.
Man, they recovered pretty well. Apparently, they're more than a one-man show there in Duke. They win the tournament, the ACC tournament. No.
UNC screwed that thing up for themselves the other night, but then Duke ran away with it versus Louisville. So, yeah, they're primed. As long as Flag is healthy enough to play, they should be in the Final Four for sure.
Quick Cliff's Notes. I do love
Yeah. You're a wild boy, bro. I tell you what, you're a wild man.
And thanks for just the Cliff's Notes version of that, though. Hey.
Yeah. Quick, real quick here.
I don't really need to be here
just,
in a hole.
Just a little teaser.
All right, we'll see what we got for you boys. Let's go to Detroit. Detroit, what up, though? What up, though? Pistons head coach. He has had it with the refs.
Okay, the disrespect has gone far enough, and I'm not going to allow our guys to be treated the way that they were treated tonight. Okay, I tried to have a conversation with official. The official was arguing with Mark. I say his name one time, and he screams at me and tells me that's enough. Right? We understand that we play a style of ball that's physical. It's on the edge. Right? I coach my ass off with a passionate way. I'm into the games. Our players are into the games. We understand that. Right, but we deserve a level of respect because we're competing our tails off and bringing something positive to this league. Right, we're growing young players. Our young players are competing their tail off. The least that they could do is get the same respect that everybody else in this league gets and get refereed the same way that everybody else in this league gets reffed.
No.
And I saw tonight was disgusting. It was a disgusting display of disrespect towards our guys and what we're trying to do.
That would be the game notes.
Yeah, that was the notes.
JB Bickerstaff, right?
Yeah, yep.
No, that's Chauncey Billups, isn't it?
Right? Not a fan of the whistle, the superstar whistle in the NBA. It's rough. Man, I've broken new ground with my official relations. I'm only nice to them now.
You're handing out like some gum, some mints.
I just, hey, how you doing?
Hey, man, how you doing, man?
Yeah.
Do you get super boring. Sarcastic?
Second game, third game today? What you got going on, yeah. man?
Man, the weather's nice for you today.
That's a big mistake.
You tell them it's a great call whenever they call a penalty on your team. Do you get facetious with it?
No. Oh, no. Awesome call. Great. Good. Yeah. Yeah. You nailed that.
Oh, good for you.
Look at the brain on this guy.
Oh, good for you.
Bickerstaff was funny, though, because that's like 90 seconds, the whole thing, and it's just a slow build. He ends up just angering himself more and more as he talks.
And then the podium just falls apart.
He was karate chopping that joint.
He's got a great point, though. It should be mandatory. These refs are like robots. I can't have you getting emotional and wanting to get into tit for tat. You have a job to do, buddy.
Maybe doing that for a long time,
unqualified.
Too. Yeah, I feel you. All right, let's see. Let's go to the, because I got a lot here, but this one has today's day on it. So let me go ahead and get this off the rip. The fan after dark, my man Blake.
Oh, he's back?
Yeah, he was reading the fan text.
Yeah, we do.
Come on.
We'll get into that in just a second. 469, what did it take for Nico?
I'm sorry, what? Say that again. I think we've got our G-bag for Monday.
Yeah.
Credit to Blake. What did it take for Nico?
I'm sorry, what?
Necro's a pretty awesome rapper, too, by the way.
Necro.
Oh, yes, I remember him. Yeah. And so were the Necro brothers, the pitchers.
I remember the first time you told me that, bro. I said, wait, what? What? And they're brothers? What are you talking about?
It's Phil and Joe, right?
Are you being a genius right now? What's going on?
Phil and Joe.
Okay. Let's see what I got. Oh, hey. Oh, my God.
Fred usually only hears that at family reunions. Sorry.
All right, let's see here. Yesterday was a church day. I pray you got your blessing, because there's a blessing out there for you. Shout out to my Reverend Dr. Pastor Freddie Haynes. Eric.
Yes, sir.
What motivated you to cut your long locks?
Oh, just I would say the 10 years of upkeep on it. You sleep and it gets in your way. And then the summer heat was really what was the final straw.
I'm with you on that summer heat. I'm with you on that. I got these heavy locks, so you already know, bro. Well, we have another pastor that's not a fan of men with long hair.
You want me to start at the feet or you want me to start at the head? Because I'm really wanting to blister some of y'all's haircuts. Amen.
Amen.
Right. I mean, you're in an independent Baptist church and you got a King James Bible in your hand and you got a contemporary liberal hairdo. What in the world is wrong with you? Would you boys quit trying to look like the world? Hey, you ain't as cool as you think you are. You ain't as tough as you think you are. I want to get you a haircut that's high and tight over your ears and off your collar line and look like somebody that's been to the bar. Barbershop instead of a beauty salon.
Yes, dude.
Tell him how it is, dude.
Sounds like a proper Philistine, if you ask me.
Indeed. Man, let's have some standards.
Oh, my gosh.
So, are you pulling these clips from modern times or are these?
Yeah,
like,
man,
from the 60s?
Everywhere, bro. These are very modern.
Wow.
That's how you keep your young congregation there in the seats.
Yeah. Been well groomed. Is it time to vote, Lucius?
Yes.
Is it the pastor not a fan of men with long hair? I could vote for that. Blake reading the fan text. I could do that. I could do Detroit's J.B. Bickerstaff going off about the refs properly, too. Kate Cunningham is a baller, too. DFW kid.
Yeah. Certified, yep.
Yeah. If Nico could pull that off, it wouldn't bring Luca back, but I'd partially forgive him. Or is it our champ, Kevin from KMC? I don't know who to vote for, Chief. How about you?
I'm going with the champion.
Lucius?
Church, preach, tabernacle.
Brian?
Blake.
Okay. This is, I'm stuck here.
Pressure.
I'm going to go ahead and vote for J.B. Bickerstaff because that's my conscience. Like, when I didn't know who to vote for, that's who I was leaning for. That creates a four-way tie at one. Jump onto Twitter, at GBagNation. You can follow us all when you get there. We're going to create an Insta poll here. And you can vote it up at the break. We'll announce the winner on the other side. And then and Chief's going to have a segment for you. Where are we going, buddy?
Yeah, Zach Martin's send-off. We have a weekend wedgie and the craziest pregame ritual I've ever seen. Next in the nation.